News this week that Health Canada has approved new biomarker tests to detect indicators of Alzheimer's disease. The tests are an additional, less costly option to gain information and make earlier care decisions with greater certainty. Kathy Barrick is CEO of the Alzheimer's Society of Ontario and joins us with more on it. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
Glad to have you along with this. When I heard this, I was thinking of the Alzheimer's Society and wondering, you know, what the feeling is out there, what you know about the new tests.
Well, we are actually really happy with this new development. We certainly knew that it was with Health Canada for approval, so really happy that they have approved it. And basically what this test is a spinal tap in layperson's terms, which can actually test and detect abnormal protein buildup, which is indicative of Alzheimer's disease pathology, which means that people can now have access to a test that is, you know, minimally invasive and fairly cost-effective for the government as well.
So what is this that's different from other things that are out there?
Well, currently the only real way to have a definitive type of diagnosis is through a PET scan, and there's some issues with that in that they're not, you know, easily accessible and are quite costly. So having something like this, which is a fairly simple test, just makes it a lot more accessible to the public.
So where are we now, though? I mean, this isn't like, you know, go talk to your doctor today and this is ready.
Yeah, not quite yet, although hopefully not too far down the path. So now that Health Canada has approved it as a test, it then goes to the provinces where they will determine whether or not they will fund it. And so we, of course, at the Alzheimer's Society are strongly encouraging the government to fund this test so that people have access to it.
Who is the test for? You know, is it somebody who is already, you know, exhibiting symptoms, or at what point does this test is it given?
It could be really at any time. So, but obviously once the disease process has started is when it's going to be effective. Although a lot of research has shown that, you know, the disease process within the brain starts much sooner than we actually have symptoms. So, you know, theoretically in the future, this could actually become part of, checking early, because early detection is actually going to be really key in being able to access disease-modifying therapies, which are also coming along through clinical trials.
It sounds amazing, like, to this move ahead. It's almost like the research has really picked up steam. Do you think there's more pressure on because more people are being diagnosed?
Definitely. It's certainly getting the attention of governments. They realize that with the aging population, you know, we have to do something about dementia, and we have to start, well, yesterday, but today's, you know, better than tomorrow. That said, you know, Canada's investment in dementia research is actually quite low, considering, you know, how much of an issue it is. So we are also strongly encouraging the government to invest more in dementia research.
With this test, will it be something that, you know, we'd have to pay ourselves, or see if we have insurance coverage, or are we looking to have the government pay for it?
We hope the government will pay for it. It should be something similar to, you know, if you need your cholesterol tested, you know, that's paid for. So we believe that this should be paid for as well. And we really do hope the government takes that advice and makes it accessible to everyone.
But that, we haven't heard that yet. I guess that's what we're still waiting, right? What's going to come of this?
Yes, we do have to wait for that. So as I said, you know, Health Canada has approved it as a test. And then because provinces are the ones who determine what is funded and what is not when it comes to healthcare, it now goes to the provinces to decide whether it will be funded. We're hopeful that they will fund it. It is a lot cheaper than the current alternative, which is the PET scan. So that's absolutely encouraging. So we are hopeful that they will fund this test.
How is this test administered? What kind of test is it?
It's a lumbar puncture, so essentially a needle into your spine. It takes out some spinal fluid and tests. It sounds much scarier than it is, but it does, you know, require, obviously, a doctor to be able to do that. But again, it has the potential to be a lot more accessible because there are actually only so many PET scans available in Ontario. The list, you know, to get a PET scan is quite long. So it should be much more accessible and, you know, hopefully not too frightening for people.
That's great. What other kind of medicines are out there, tests or treatments for Alzheimer's that kind of out on the horizon that we're hoping, you know, Canada will take a better look at and test it?
Yeah, so a drug was actually just put forward to Health Canada for review a couple of weeks ago that showed some promising results in clinical trials. So again, now that drug will probably be a couple years out by the time Health Canada follows its full approval process. But that's really it. There are currently no treatments for dementia in Canada. And, you know, that's a huge problem. So we need to continue to invest in treatment, and we need to also, you know, expedite as much as possible the approval process for drugs that do come along.
For sure. Well, this is definitely a good step ahead, Kathy. Thanks so much for the information.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kathy Barrick, CEO of the Alzheimer's Society of Ontario, talking about a new biomarker test that's been approved by Health Canada. It would detect indicators of Alzheimer's disease, and it's a bit less costly option to get some information. And that information will help us make earlier decisions on care with greater certainty that it is Alzheimer's disease that someone has. So very interesting stuff, but we're still waiting for the Ontario government to catch up.